no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today we want to jumpstart what I call credibility versus and proximity. Credibility and proximity. If you notice, one of the things when you go and look at urban myths and urban legends, the stories are almost always about a person who absolutely knows someone, who went through something, but it's never them. It's always a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, or a friend of a cousin of a sister of an associate. But it's a true story. It's an absolutely true story. It happened to a blobbity 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 blah. And you and I both know that the farther removed the person is, the less credible the story tends to be. In other words, it tends to be maybe something like it happened, or somebody further down the trail of telling the tale wanted to make it sound like it was more real, so they threw someone they knew into the story. People do that all the time. So maybe that happened, you know? Or maybe it was just something that was somebody picked up and thought was a good story and began to relate it and began to tell it. So the further away a story is, it's less credible. I can give you a very good example. If I say to you, something happened to me, I'm trying to think what happened. Not much has happened, but in the last couple of days, because I've been here at home, I just noticed something. I want to make a slight shift there, make this all look a little bit better. There we go. But if I say something happened, oh, okay, let's see. I actually got to go to a restaurant the other day and sit by the water. And after I went and ate, I went and stood by the marina there at the restaurant. And there was a 6-foot tarpon there. A tarpon is a big silverfish, looks kind of like a barracuda without the bad teeth. And the tarpon was at least the size of me. 6 feet, probably as big around as me, all right? Now, that's huge for a tarpon, okay? 3 to 4 feet, kind of the average range, right? But to see a 6-footer, right? All right, now, if I tell you that story and that happened to me on Sunday, and it did, but if I tell you it this way, so a friend of my daughter's mom was eating at this restaurant down in Miami, in Key Largo, and they saw this tarpon that was 6 feet. Just by me putting some distance in there makes you feel like the story is less credible. Now, they've actually done studies that have found that people say things like, all politicians are crooked, okay? All housekeepers steal. I mean, you'll get people that will take these kinds of extremist views, right? But then when you ask them specifically, does your housekeeper steal? The answer is no, of course not. Is your politician a crook? No, of course not. He's my politician. The closer somebody is to us, the closer a business is to us, the closer anything is to us, the more credibility we give it. The further away from us, the less credibility. Before we try a business, I just tried a new massage therapist a couple of weeks ago. And before I tried her, I was, I'm not so sure. I don't know if I like her. I don't know. And I'd never even had her in my home before. Now I found her. She's wonderful. She's sweet. She's thoughtful. She brought me a gift the second time she came over. So anyway, I'm sure I'm kicking this dog around the block, as we used to say down south, a little too much. But I want you to get that there is a credibility gap that happens with proximity. And now I want to tell you that going back out into the world, we are going to be distanced. Not only physically, I was listening to an interview with the president of Ford Motor Company and was talking about the reopening of a plant in, was it Ford or GM? Don't remember. It was one of the big automakers. But anyway, they're opening, it was Ford. They're opening their plants in Michigan. And it used to be that literally people stood shoulder to shoulder while they were making cars. Or the cars, as you know, go down an assembly line and people get in and out of the cars. And now what they've had to do is stagger who gets in at what time. Okay? So people, we are going to be separated from other people. Not only that, we're going to be wearing masks in most cases. I'm going to be, and I hope you do too, for your own safety. That's all I have to say about it. Masks are not political. All right, one layer of safety is simply intelligent, but that layer of safety adds more distance, greater less proximity. It literally separates us. So when we go out, we're going to be less trustful of people simply because they're more distant from us and because we can't see what their expressions are. And as we talked before on the coronavirus about how when you cover someone's eyes or when you cover their mouth, you obscure their identity. I was talking about my new massage therapist. I could not pick her out of a lineup. You know why? She's been in my home for hours, twice, but she's never taken off a mask. So there is some distance still there. So as you begin to go back out and practice being careful, staying distant from people, washing your hands, wearing a mask, staying apart, there is going to be a natural inclination to feel less trustful of people, to feel less happy among other people, and to feel more anxiety. We're going to do another meditation today on anxiety in our complaint-free meditation group. But there's going to be an increased sense of anxiety. Now, we can accept this as normal, and human beings are social critters, and we can either break down the barriers or we can let the barriers break us down, which is far more likely to make us feel unhappy, less trusting, etc., etc., etc. We can let all that happen if we choose to, or more importantly, what we can do is tap into our own heads during those times to create new narratives. Yesterday, we did a jumpstart called It's All in Your Head. And I love when I do one jumpstart and you all go back and watch them if you didn't see them. So if you didn't get a chance to watch that one, watch that. Because it's about narrative psychology, that we all are working out a story in our own minds, and we do it literally all the time. There's a story going on all the time in our minds about others and about things. We need to proactively create good stories about people. We need to shorten the distance emotionally because our distance is going to be there physically. We cannot let our physical distance shut down our emotional connection because we're going to be less happy. Bottom line, as individuals and as a culture and as a society. So what I want to encourage you today is if you do go out among people, and you probably will at this point, I want to invite you to make sure that you open your heart to people, to realize that they're scared, they're nervous, they're anxious, and that they're real people just like you. That behind those masks are smiles, or that behind those masks are frightened people just like you. But most importantly, they are just like you. We need to close that distance in our minds and our hearts, even while we're having to live out the physical distance in our lives. Let me take a look at what some of you all have had to share with me real quick. Mary says, On road from Florida to Massachusetts. Thanks, Will, for PA. Great. By the way, I wanted to share with you real quick, and I'm going to take this off right now. And that is, some of you talk about as you're going back into work and everything, you're not going to be able to watch these. Remember, these are not time-stamped, even though they're done live. I still respond to all your questions and comments, so you still have that connection. But more importantly, you can watch yesterday's in the morning. The day. Just stay a day behind. I do that with some of my podcasts. So it's good to see Michelle Doherty has joined us. Good morning, all. The sun is shining. The clouds are just between us and it. Very good. Dominic, I love the way you timed it out, tied it all together. And Haley Terrafee says, good morning from South Jersey. So what I wanted to share with you and the links will be at the bottom of this when we're done. Thank you again for those of you who share these. If you got some message out of this idea about the proximity and the credibility dichotomy that goes on, share it with your friends. We want people to go out as they begin to reconnect, to stay connected even though they're physically distant. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing this message today. Just click your share button. That's all you got to do. And introduce me. Tell your friends, hey, I thought this was good. Check this out. The other thing is, remember, we have Will Bowen audio, so you can listen to this as a podcast. The podcast is up within 5 to 10 minutes of me recording this. Miroslav is amazing, my producer. So I'd say maybe 10 minutes at the most. So you'll have the podcast you can listen to, and that's Will Bowen audio. podcast.com. You've got the YouTube channel, which is willbowenvideo.com, and you've got the live daily jumpstart. So you got no excuse to not be with me. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I would love to share with you what it is that I'm going to speak on tomorrow, but honestly, let me show you. I'm so proud of this. Now we've got the meditation logo. We're going to go into our complaint-free meditation in 10 minutes. So if you haven't signed up yet, please do sign up. Join us in there, complaintfreemeditation.com. You've got 30 days free to check it out. And almost 100% of the people who have signed up are there every single day. We are building a community, people who are connecting our minds and our hearts to live better lives and share them with the world. So join us in the complaint-free meditation group. I'll see you there live now in 9 minutes. And I'll see you live tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time here for our daily jumpstart. Enjoy today and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free